Welcome back to the Homeschool Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Bex Buzzy. Today's guest is Dran Reese, CEO of Public School Exit. She is also founder and president of the 501c3 nonprofit ministry, the Salt and Light Council and Initiatives. The mission of the Public School Exit is to facilitate an exodus of American children and families from government-controlled education and helping families. They are more than an organization. They are a movement. The Salt and Light Council offers tools, training, and ongoing back-end legal support for churches, community groups, and missionaries ready to become salt and light advocates in the government, media, and education mountains. Dran speaks nationally on biblical citizenship, our role, and responsibility. Dran's been married for almost 30 years. She has 3 children and 2 gorgeous grandchildren. In her earlier years, she was a product inventor and launched and sold the company Ready America. Her signature product, Quake Hold. It was considered one of the top 100 products of the millennium, according to the Los Angeles Times. Dran was also featured in the book Women Invent, among one of the many stories written on her past entrepreneurial success. In this episode, we talk about the indoctrination of children in the public school. Also, the options and methods and styles of teaching once you get your children out of the public school, and how to properly exit your children from a government-run school system. Go grab your coffee, go grab your tea and a pen and paper, because you're not going to want to miss what Dran has to say. Let's get into the podcast. Say hello to our guest and tell us, what's a fact that you feel most parents exiting the public school into homeschool don't realize?
Well, first of all, Bex, thank you so much for having me, and hello to your audience. I'm excited to be here. And the number one reason that parents don't even consider homeschooling is because they don't think that they're capable of homeschooling. They don't even know that it's their job to take care and raise their own children and educate them.
Now, you are really familiar with that because that's exactly what you do. Your company is Public School Exit. Can you tell us more about that, how you started it and why?
Well, it's a fascinating story. First of all, I am a homeschool mom, so I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't believe in it. And I'm just a typical mom. Frankly, I am a fabulous one to speak to your listening audience because I didn't know what I was doing. I was scared to death. I didn't think I was qualified. The only thing I knew is there was something wrong with the public school system. Now, this was 20 years ago. I knew there was something wrong back then. And frankly, I didn't want my children to have a common education, meaning the typical education. I wanted my kids to have a world-class education. So I said, well, where are my kids going to get a world-class education? And I thought, well, why don't we just get into an RV and drive all over America and they can learn all about it?
Well, I love it.
I know. I come to find out later that this is a style of educating your children. There's options, there's methods and styles. And I picked road schooling. So that's getting your kids in and practical experience out on the road. So that's how I got started. And what really made this even come to light even more so is that with the work that I do with a ministry called the Salt and Light Council, I've had so many different policy organizations come to our ministry asking us to fight all the different bills that are being pushed on in the public school to cause our children to learn things that are not what we as parents would consider appropriate. But some parents don't even know that these are inappropriate. Well, first it was, you know, way back when it was Common Core, and then we've morphed into all this insane stuff, Black Lives Matter, critical race theory, social emotional learning. It just goes on and on. But bill after bill after bill never got passed in our state legislature. And I didn't have enough time, didn't have enough money to fight the issues. And I realized that as time went on, that this is not a battle parents are going to win. They're going to continue to erode our children in the public school system. And that's what really got me going. I decided, and after speaking with so many experts in the field, Ray Moore being one, who wrote the book Exodus Band-Aid, Alex Newman, Crimes Against Educators, and also a writer for Epoch Times, you know, we just got together and we started comparing notes on how's this all going to work. And then if you look on Public School Exit's website, you'll see a host of advisors. And between all of us, we just basically threw up our hands and said, it's not fixable. The public school system is simply not fixable.
And we need it to get- isn't. Right now, I think it's literally getting worse and worse as I'm still in the public school system, mind you. Like, and I absolutely champion and love homeschool. And again, I still think it's misnamed because it's like, it's everything but being home. It's like everything. Like you just said, you hopped on an RV and you went across the United States. I mean, that is the potential of homeschool. And I love the fact that you are, you know, committed to helping families exit the public school and exit it properly with understanding. You know, connect them with all the resources and people that, you know, per state will be able to just truly help them. And I think it's really important that parents recognize that there are lots of options and that they can educate their children and they do have the ability to do so. Because for me, it breaks my heart whenever I think that parents would be like, well, what else am I supposed to do? I'll put them in the public school. You know, I was on an interview the other day with someone and I was like, just as she was talking, I was thinking back at my upbringing, and my mom really, she worked really hard from the first 5 years of my life to teach me. I was able to read at the age of two. I was like writing and I was doing things that a two-year-old doesn't do. You know what I mean? Like these, you know, because she invested in me. And I remember when she put me in public school, like I literally began to decline little by little by little. And she was just so confused because of how, you know, how much I learned with her. And I know if my mom understood the option of public schooling back in the 70s, I don't even think she realized that that was a real thing for an inner city kid to get, you know, homeschooled. Right. And I can almost guarantee she would have homeschooled me. She really would have, because she would have done a great job as well. So I'm just so thankful that you're out there and you're making yourself public and people are able to connect with you. So where is right now Public School Exit? Like, where are you guys at right now with, you know, getting that word out there and helping parents, you know, exit the public school properly and with, you know, just vigor, I'm going to say.
Well, you said an awful lot earlier, and the one last thing that you said is how when you went to public school, you started to decline.
Yeah.
And that is unfortunately what is happening to our children today, because they actually are under more peer pressure than they've ever been in their lives. There's more bullying going on than ever. There's suicide in the schools. The pressure for transgenderism and gender dysphoria and all these different things is at the highest that it's ever been. Bottom line, would you send your kids into a burning building?
No.
Would you?
No. No, absolutely not.
This building is burning. This public school building is burning, and it's singeing our children right now. Scars that never will be repaired.
It's true.
Some of the kids are going to get so burnt and scarred for life that they may never recover. And the big issue now is the social emotional learning, which what this is that you're downloading adult information. And this is the sexual issues, the gender issues. You can choose your gender in kindergarten in some of the schools now, which is insane. I can't even imagine that they would torture a little child like that. And that's what I consider it, torture and abuse. In fact, the American Pediatrics Association considers that talking to children, this is considered child abuse if you're talking to them about chemical and surgical impersonation. This is the opposite sex. They state this themselves. So why are we what is the agenda? So I really want to get the word out to parents that this is not anything more than somebody's agenda to break down the moral fiber of our children so soon in life that somebody else's agenda can walk right in and take right over, because you've destroyed them mentally. And this is what social emotional learning is. And they're trying to pass this off as good in the public schools, FYI. It might be a new word that people have heard about, but it's basically an introducing adult information into the minds of little innocent children who are unable to process it. So basically it snaps their mind very early in life. And by the way, this is another point that a lot of parents don't understand. Our children gravitate towards us. They love their parents. They love their home. They love us. They're very attached to us. Unless, of course, you're abusive parents, and I can understand that. However, the general makeup of a good family, husband, wife, and bunch of kids and running around having a good time and doing your best to be a parent with these kids, not always perfect, but sloppy at best, but still you love your kids. You do your best, right? And then what do? As soon as they're 5 years old, you rip them away from mom and dad and say, you're going to go to this place and that authority figure is going to take over my role. So you listen to them.
Wow.
It's called separation anxiety. These kids have learned that their parents are not the final authority anymore in their lives. Parents are handing their kids over to somebody else to work on their minds all day long as the authority figure. And when you do that, your kids lose all respect for you as a parent. It's tough. So bottom line is what you're doing, Bex, by bringing this subject up. Now, here you are, you're in a public school still, and you're working but you're being a voice because you're on the inside seeing what's going on. And now you can be an advocate for it on the outside. This is stealth. I like it. Stealthy work. Keep going.
Thank
you.
Do
your best to get as many parents out as much as possible. And if there are issues and there's honestly, no excuse to leave your parents, your children vulnerable in a situation like this. The cost is lifelong, because now they're teaching these kids so many things. In fact, to lie to parents, they're teaching them to lie to parents. All parental rights are gone when you turn your kids over to someone you don't know to work on their minds.
That's true.
You turn them over, you lose parental rights. And they can, and the parent and the teachers are now so crazy. I mean, there are some great teachers. Don't get me wrong. Love them.
I'm one.
Anyone, and they're trapped. You know, this is their job, and they're silenced and they're hobbled from having a voice, and this is really wrong. But I have to say, we do need for more parents to speak up, because these kids are burning in the fire right now. And so our job at Public School Exit is basically to be a resource. We're a positive, good resource. We give you a handful of great resources. We don't give you the whole smorgasbord, because we've investigated all of them out there. And for us, what we did is we drilled it all down with our team of experts to a very excellent handful of programs that parents can do. So therefore, we make it easy for parents to make a decision right away. And again, I tell every parent, we have a consultation call every Friday. Let me actually give you the website address, and then you can go as a parent or a teacher or a church, pretty much anyone, and jump on that consultation call. It's every week. Go to publicschoolexit.com, publicschoolexit.com, and there's right on the homepage a little box that says consultation. Sign up. You can ask any question you want. I'll talk to you for as long as you want, and we will go over everything on the website until you are like, your mind is like, I cannot wait to rip my kid out of that school.
I love that.
And have fun with my
children. That's awesome. So, what inspired you to do all this? I mean, because this is how did this start? Like, this is so big right now. Like, I can't even imagine that it started like this, but like, what are the backstory on this?
Well, Public School Exit was after I got together with Ray Moore, Alex Newman, and all of our advisory team. We actually sat down and thought, well, what are we going to do here? Because we want to help get these kids out.
Yeah.
So we decided that we're going to take a firm stand on trying to reform public schools. And the answer to that is we're not. We're just going to tell everybody to get out, because there's no reforming it. And I know there's lots of people out there think that they've run for school board, that they're all going to change everything. Well, you might be able to get rid of a book, but have you read all the rest of them that are purely pornographic now? It's unbelievable. Parents need to know. It is sinister what these kids are being exposed to. The books that you think your kids are reading that are teaching the truth about history, that are teaching good quality and values, are teaching bullying, teaching Marxism, teaching sexual indoctrination. Public school, I'm telling you, it is a cesspool of filth. We need to get our kids out. So because I recognized early on, way back when, that getting kids out, for me, I wanted my kids to be superior citizens that understood the Constitution, that understood America, that loved America, were patriots, and wound up being their gender. And frankly, didn't come out of public school wanting to tattoo their entire body, smoke pot, and do drugs. And that's all you're going to get with kids anymore, is that they're going to come out of their drug addicted, ready, and they call this adulthood. This is adulting to these little kids, is coming out and just rebelling against their parents and doing all this stuff to their bodies, including having immoral sex. That alone is what encouraged me, inspired me. Frankly, I consider it a duty. And I think every parent out there should take the responsibility of finding a duty to save America by saving the next generation of children. Because America, frankly, look at America, our governmental system is all broken. Why is that? Well, it's very simple. Because we've raised up a generation of kids who've become adulters, who don't know how to adult anymore, and they want you to take care of them with social programs. They want you to give them your drugs and alcohol and everything for free. Oh no, better yet, you can go into a store and you can steal $900 worth and do that today. Maybe at 3 o'clock this afternoon, I'll do it at another store. We've lost all social, moral underpinnings of what made America great, and we're going down the road of a third world country. It's frightening, and that's because of our public schools. I place the blame squarely on the public schools, but then I place the blame on parents, because it's parents' job. You cannot be ignorant. When they put that baby in your arms, for me, it was like, oh, what just happened here? Oh my gosh. I had this little football in my hands. And I wanted to pick it up and toss it to my husband, but it was so tiny and so precious. And suddenly my world changed and I realized I have a huge responsibility. So as a mom, I asked God, I literally looked up, and this is really before I knew who the Lord was. And I said, what can I do to make this a great child?
Wow.
First step was, they need to know who God is, because if you know who God is, that first step is that you're going to be covered in God's protection. And once I got that through this pea brain of mine, then from there, it all fell into place. God literally, I had little visitations and things from God. This can happen for anyone out there who really, really wants to do the utmost for his highest and for your children. But the bottom line is, it's a joy to educate your own kids. It's a joy to stay attached to them so they don't go off and hate you. Because that's what they're going to teach you, is how to rebel against your parents, have friction, have all this stuff, and then they're going to hate you. And then you're going to spend 10 years trying to repair your relationship. And the only time you repair it is after they have kids. I mean, maybe. And that's a big maybe. There's so much division occurring, and it all starts in the home. It all starts with families, all starts with parents and kids.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's funny that you literally spelled out my life. You know, I was very attached to my mom, went to public school, little by little lost respect for my parents, got out of public school, went to college, hated America, like literally. And this is back in the 70s and 80s. So how much worse is it now? Right. And I hated America, didn't want to be an American anymore, but America was the worst. And it wasn't like they outrightly said any of those things. It was just the way things were going through the school. When that spirit is in there, that's what gets pushed out. And then I went to Spain, and when I came back from Spain, it was that time that I began to appreciate. And I went to Spain. Spain isn't even such a bad place. Spain's actually a really nice place. But I went there and I felt the oppression. I felt the lack of freedom. And when I came home, I was the most thankful person to be an American. Now, did I enjoy my time in Spain? I sure as heck did. But when I came back, there was a lot of us actually that got our mindset changed, went in thinking one thing, came home back to the United States, desperate to see an American flag, desperate to be on American soil. We cried. I would say half that class cried on the way home. And when we got off of the plane, cried our eyes out in thankfulness that we were American, that we are Americans. And what was really beautiful, the other day I was talking to one of my students and I had them do gratefulness. So they wanted us to teach kindness. And I told them, I was like, I'm not going to teach you kindness. Here's why I'm not going to do kindness, because you're going to do a kind act and then you're going to think that you're so great because you did a kind act, but it did absolutely nothing for your heart. It just solidified basically a self elevation. I said, so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about gratitude. I want you to tell me what you're grateful for. I want you to dig deep and talk about the things that you know are gifts to you. I said, because all of you, including me, are owed nothing. You are owed no reparations. You are owed absolutely nothing, but everything you have is a gift. So that's where we're going to start. I said, because I don't want to, in my class at least, breed more, you know, students and people who think that they are entitled to all these things. You're entitled to nothing. I just need you to know that. Like, you're entitled to nothing. The fact that we live here is an amazing thing. And so I had them spend like 15 minutes writing down gratitude. And by the end of the class, we had kids, like, I mean, I think some kids started crying. One girl, she was like, I'm thankful for my daughter. And she's what, they think 16. And she's like, I'm thankful for my daughter. I think God knew I needed her. And I was like, whoa. Another one, they're twins. And one of them was like, I'm so thankful for my brother. I don't believe I can make this life without him. Another one said the same thing. And one kid started saying, I'm thankful for being in this country. And I was like, oh my gosh. And he was like, because it's in this country that I have my freedoms. It's in this country that I can speak my mind. It's in this country that I've been able to become who I'm supposed to be. And I was like floored, because he recognized his freedoms here. And he says, I'm thankful for all those who fought for my freedom so that I can live here, because I don't think he's American. And I was just like, wow. And I said at the end of class, I was like, hey, guys, how was class today? They were like, wow, it was really good. Thank you so much. Like, I was like, you guys feel better? They're like, so much better. And it wasn't because they did a kind act, because again, like, if you do kind things, you're just going to walk away and say, oh, wow, I did my good deed for the day. And your heart hasn't changed. And it's really about a heart condition. It's, you know, a lot of people think it's a skin condition. No, it's a sin condition, and it's a heart condition. You know, a lot of things wouldn't be happening if people still recognize that there is an authority and his name is Jesus Christ, God Almighty, and that they have the Holy Spirit to walk them through all these challenges, that God himself created them perfect, did not make a mistake. And that, you know, there can be some generational stuff and things that get passed down. I mean, science even talks about, like, the Jews, right? The Jews, they found a gene, and this is science, of that the Jews went through trauma, and that there's an actual science in that. And I'm like, well, yeah. I'm like, go read your Bible. You definitely did not need that. You could have saved tons of millions of dollars on that study, read the Bible, found that out, and you guys could have been that much ahead and used that money on really, really good things, you know? So it's like, I'm so thankful that you're out there, Dran. I'm going to do my best to make sure people know more about you and the opportunity to step away from a system that is really designed to break apart the fabric of the United States. And it's crazy, because I have no idea why they would want to do that. If you would literally just build this country, even the things that they think that they are owed or they think that they are deserving of would actually come in such a way of like literally prop, like the way it's supposed to be, like they would become the people that they're meant to be. They would grow in their giftings. They would grow in who they are. They would be like, I don't deserve it. I am made wonderfully. I've been wonderfully and fearfully made. And I have the ability to achieve those things because, you know, God calls those things or not as though they are. And so here I go. And it's just, man, I don't even know what else to say, but I'm just so thankful for you and people like you who are just freedom fighters. So how can families and parents, like, I'm going to put all your information in the show notes, but where can they go to connect with you?
Publicschoolexit.com would be the best place. I'm easily found on the website there. And again, do the consultation, just sign up, and then we'll talk about things. But I just want to briefly comment on a couple of things you said there. First of all, in the public school, you will get 90% opposition to God. And when you talk about the word gratitude, that's the number one thing that draws all of us to the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to find in our hearts the ability to be grateful for what God has given us. I get up every day and I just think about, I'm grateful for a cup of coffee, for a bed to sleep in, for eyes to see and ears to hear. I mean, it's the simple things God has ordained every day for us. But to your point about entitlement, I thought that was really good too, because we're breeding in the public schools kids who grow up thinking that they're entitled to an education, entitled to a car, entitled, entitled, entitled. And they're entitled to zippity-doo-dah.
Nothing.
They're lucky that they were even born. And they should be grateful, if nothing else, even if they have a bad life, for life, being alive. Because you get to change your circumstances all on your own. It doesn't matter who your parent was. You get to change your circumstances. And I don't think there is a person alive that doesn't have a dysfunctional family anymore. I'm certainly one of them. Alcoholism, abuse, the whole nine yards, but I decided to allow it to make me stronger, better, not bitter.
Awesome.
And this is what I learned to do good in this world. And I just pray that every child that can, every parent that's listening out there will know that it's not that hard. Public school exit is designed to make it very simple for you.
So as we're wrapping up, what is one big takeaway you want parents to get from our conversation today?
Well, again, that there is an awakening occurring in America, and the awakening is that public schools are now dangerous indoctrination camps that are Marxist centers to teach your children how to march to the beat of a government drum. And nobody wants that for our kids. We don't want our kids jabbed with all sorts of vaccinations. FYI, parents, your children are exposed to 75 vaccinations in the public schools. That's on the CDC website. If your children are allowed to make their own decisions about getting vaccinations, which they're trying to pass in every state, that means that your child will be bullied by an adult authority figure other than you that's going to tell him to get 75 vaccinations. You wonder why there's autism. You wonder why there's deficiencies. You wonder why there's asthma and all these other things occurring. And kids dying suddenly, having heart attacks and all sorts of stuff. Parents, get your kids out, take control of your children, and do the complete opposite of what they tell you. Bottom line, come to Public School Exit. We'll help you out and you'll have a great and wonderful life.
Rand, thank you so much for coming on today. And I look forward to further conversations together.
Thank you so much, Bex. It's been a wonderful enjoyment.
If you love the conversations we're having here on the Homeschool Advantage podcast, follow or subscribe our podcast to stay in the loop and never miss this amazing content. And please highly consider taking a minute to leave a positive rating and review to help others like you discover this show. See you next time.